Even though
I can think
four different things at once.
Four different things at once.
And three and a half of them,
aren't
even nice.
Aren't even nice.
Even though
I can choose.
At least I want to choose.
What I want to think.
What I want to feel.
What I want to eat.
What I want to do.
I don't.
I don't. I wonder why that is.
I'm wondering.
Who's in here?
Whose voice?
Am I listening to?
Why
does the voice?
Get to preach?
Complain.
Boss me around.
Why does the voice?
Have so many negative things to say?
Is it really me?
I don't talk to other people that way.
Is it really me?
Where'd the voice come from?
Where was it?
Before it lived in my head.
In my life.
Where does the voice go?
When my earthly life is over.
Where does the voice go?
When I'm sleeping.
When I'm praying.
When I'm feeling good.
When I'm loving.
When I'm giving and creating.
Through inspired action.
Where's the voice then?
The voice.
I'd like to question.
The voice.
I'd like evidence, please.
About what's fair.
And what isn't fair.
And I'd like to speak.
To the voice.
Not only
with acceptance,
but with boundaries.
I'd like to tell my voice.
I know.
You learned everything.
The hard way.
I know.
You recorded.
Every painful piece.
Of information.
Direction.
Judgment.
You've ever been exposed to.
I get it.
It's hard to be you.
And misery wants company.
And now I'm asking.
Now I'm intending.
To question this voice.
I want to ask.
Where were you?
Before me.
You know so many.
Preaching.
Mean.
Cruel.
Obnoxious.
Things to say.
You couldn't just be.
One lifetime.
One person.
Maybe you're many voices.
Maybe like a radio.
I could learn.
How to change the station.
I'd like to say.
To this voice.
The grumpy voice.
The hurt feeling voice.
The critical voice.
The put out voice.
The impatient voice.
The spiteful voice.
The resentful voice.
I'd like to say.
Let's renegotiate.
I'll give you.
Some time.
And you have to give me.
Equal time.
I want to choose.
My thoughts.
At least in equal time.
I want to choose.
The thoughts.
That give me feelings.
That lead me.
Where I want to go.
And I totally get.
You're afraid.
With every New Age book I read.
Every spiritual thing.
Every workshop.
Every tapping.
You're afraid.
I want to kill you off.
And even though that's true,
I'd like to reconsider.
And renegotiate.
I'm considering.
That you.
Grumpy voice.
Unhappy voice.
You.
Have stored.
Every painful emotion.
I didn't know what to do with.
No wonder you're so noisy.
Not just my pain,
but all the people I see.
All the people I read about.
All the people I feel.
Energetically. You've been storing
all unhappiness,
all unfairness.
All pain.
All resentment.
And I'm seeking
healing
for both of us.
Wouldn't it be fun
if you could shift
ever so gently
into the voice
of positive expectation
even though
people would call me
Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm I'd like you to consider
If we don't like it,
we can go back.
I'm asking to negotiate
with the part of me
that has stored
all unresolved pain
mine and others
conscious and unconscious
and truly believes
its job
is to repeat,
regurgitate,
preach,
and create
a way
for me to fit in.
And it makes perfect sense.
Pain is everywhere.
And this voice
is determined
that I feel
like I belong.
And now
I'm asking
for a different experience
within the voice
within me
within the part of me
that observes the voice.
How many are in there?
The part of me
that is observing.
I'm seeking
a new partnership
with the voice
with the subconscious
with the conscious
with the unconscious
All these parts of me
no one understands
What if I could invite them all
into a new experience
of being conscious today
of choosing
my thoughts
from who I am today
who I am today
instead of choosing
my thoughts
my feelings
my fears
from all the tapes
of the past
I'm seeking
to embrace
consciousness.
I'm seeking
to actually
feel my age
and choose
from who I am today
Even though
life is unfair
all around me
I know
Everything changes.
I want to choose
how I feel
how I react
from where I am today
Things aren't as scary.
I've been through so much trauma
so much disappointment
so much betrayal
and I'm still here.
I have wisdom.
I have experience.
I know.
I'm different today
than a year ago.
I'm incredibly different today
than a month ago.
These old tapes.
I want to say thank you.
And now I want to renegotiate.
I'm seeking partnership.
With the part of me.
That's observing.
That's saying.
I want to feel better.
I'm seeking partnership.
I'm seeking partnership
with the unconscious
the subconscious
the voice
and the conscious
I'm seeking partnership
I want to feel
together
I want to feel
that perfection
when there's no voices
only the experience
of rightness
I get glimpses
I get moments
I want more of that
I want more of that
I deeply
and profoundly
desire
to have a new relationship
in my mind,
in my heart,
in my belly.
I'm seeking
to feel whole
where I am today
and allow allow
the past, to find closure. I'm seeking, to ask this voice,
to choose,
to use the past,
to close,
release,
heal,
and move forward,
from where I am,
today.
Okay,
big deep breath. Wouldn't that be nice? So I was playing with that thought. That was a great tap, though. I'm so glad. See, that's why we get the double, so I don't miss any. I was playing with that thought. I tend to get a sensation of being overwhelmed. And I do masterfully juggle quite a bit, the joyous juggle. And I love that about my life. I get to juggle many things that not everybody has a choice to do. And then, so in working with this, you know, my subconscious, my unconscious, my mind, I was thinking, well, wait a minute. Where's that feeling from? Because the truth is, I'm not overwhelmed today. I can only do what I can do in a minute. And I have great support. And I'm having a ball being me. So where does that feeling come from? And as I started asking and questioning it and looking at it, well, guess what? So ask. What is this? Does it belong in this time? Is that old? Is that a pattern? Do you need me to feel you? And some things you do need to feel. Say, okay, let's feel overwhelmed. 5 minutes, all yours. But I suggest you use a buzzer. And if you give yourself wholeheartedly to whatever emotion is coming up, guess what will happen? This voice will just say, okay, that's not so great. If you just give yourself to it, you'll be amazed. But a good way to do that is set a buzzer so you honor it, because we are kind of a multitasking, please call me now, society. Okay. So, cool tap, though. That's where I'm going. So, you know that? Do you know what that together moment is? Have you ever just felt like in the morning, for me, it's like sometimes I'll be driving in the car, and it's just perfect. It's a blue sky. I got the windows down. I'm singing on the radio, and it actually sounds good. And it's just like everything in that moment is yummy. And there's no, you know, there's no real thoughts going. Do you know that place? Or you wake up, and it's before you have to, you know, you might hit the snooze, and you're in bed, and you don't really think yet. You just feel that cozy feeling, and it's all just good. There's no thoughts. That's when all those minds are together. And you're perfectly you in that moment.